Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 5:30. This half hour just for you guys up early with us. Thank you so much for starting your day off with us. We appreciate it so much. So good to be here. A lot happening this morning. We'll get to that in a bit, but good morning.
Good morning to you, my friend. How's your week going? Did it feel like Friday for you when you woke up this morning? How are things over there?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a short work week for us, but yet it seems to go by. You would think it'd go by fast, but it goes by extremely slow. Yesterday was a good day. All signs were pointing on Tuesday to it being a rough one for me. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a rough day. And all these things kept happening that were going my way. And I was just like, wait, this is a good day. Good things were happening to me. I was I've been really upset because my iPad I don't know what happened. It's old. It's like a 10-year-old iPad.
Oh, is
like,
it?
Seriously, it's really old. And I think with all the updates and stuff, it finally just couldn't keep up with it anymore. So like it wouldn't hold a charge. I'd charge it and then like 10 minutes later, it'd be on like 20%. But the only thing I really use my iPad for was when I travel, I watch shows or movies on it. But the main thing is at home, I play Candy Crush on it. I love my Candy Crush. That's how I decompress. That's how I relax. And I have been trying to play Candy Crush, but I can't connect it to my Facebook because of whatever's going on with it. The updates, it wasn't connecting. And it just says, can't connect. Please try again later. So I lost all my lives. I lost all my levels. It was literally on level one.
You've been knowing this Candy Crush game since I feel like it came out at least 10 years you got the iPad. You've been playing Candy Crush. That was your thing. And you were on an insane level, too.
I was over 11,000.
Oh, and that's gone?
So I'm devastated.
I'm gutted for
you. I'm just like sick to my stomach. I can't decompress at night. I can play it on my phone, but I just like it on my iPad. So this iPad is done. It's like the second iPad that ever came out. And yesterday I get home from work. And I'm doing my thing. I'm getting ready for us to have dinner. And I look at the kitchen table and at the spot that I sit in, there's a new iPad. And I'm like, oh. And I look at my husband and he's all smiling. I'm like, what's this? And he's like, happy early anniversary. Our anniversary is not till next month, but you know how devastated I was about the Candy Crush thing? He gave me my present early. It's like the lowest level, but it's current and it works. Last night I go and I connect and I got all my lives.
No, they were there.
Back. They were there.
That's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. I was so happy. I was all smiles all night. I just kept doing the happy dance. I was, yeah, it's the little things. I know most people are probably like, oh my gosh, you're excited over that. Yes, I am excited over that. It made me so happy.
Well, think about it. You're doing something for that long. And you heard that level, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. That's going to hurt. As you're telling the story, it's hurting me hearing it.
Oh, it's all back.
And does it move faster, too, when you're playing the game? There's no lag?
I didn't realize how slow I was playing. I'm like, zoom, zoom, zoom. What is happening? This iPad is so old, I don't think Apple would even take it back.
Is it big? Bigger
big,
and bulky?
Yeah. It's got the button on it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They don't even have buttons anymore. That's how
old it was. The trim, like the white or black trim.
Oh, yeah, the white trim. Yeah. Yeah,
the old school trim
on
it. The framing on the iPad from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. But I was beside myself, so happy yesterday.
Good for you.
Slept great. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was good. It seemed like it was a really nice day. I got home last night from work and everything, and I started to work out. And Laura, she's been fighting this cough thing, and she's on the mend. So last night, she wanted to go for a walk. She's like, I want to do a long walk. So I'm like, all right, so I stopped my workout, and we start to go for what was going to be a long walk. We get to the point where we can either take a turn and that's where there's no turning around, or we can head back. And she just started feeling a bit tired, so we went back to the house. I think we probably did a mile walk. We got back to the house and she went inside. We're just kind of hanging out. So I continued my outdoor workout, and then I'm like, I just want to do something more cardio. So I went for a run last night. So last night I did a walk and then I did a run last night.
Yeah, just get out there and move. It was a beautiful night. I love how it's staying lighter later.
Yes.
And I was driving home from the TV station last night, and it's like 5:15, 5:30. It's bright out. I'm like, ooh, I love this. This is we're getting a little taste of spring here.
Yeah, I felt like it was 5:30, 5:45. I'm still outside last night doing my thing. And then the sunset last night, it's always special here in Las Vegas. But last night, there were some pretty colors there last night as well. So, yeah, it was just nice being, and the weather was nice last night, and it's going to get better and better. So, yeah, it was a good night last night.
Yeah, we're going to hit 70s this weekend, you guys. It's going to be fantastic. So, lots going on this morning. We have for you another episode of The Cookie Tank. What is The Cookie Tank? It is the Shark Tank, but it is for the Girl Scouts. They come into the Cookie Tank, plead their case, and tell us why we need to buy their Girl Scout cookies. We've had so many different Girl Scouts reaching out asking us to buy cookies, and we're like, you know what? We will buy cookies, but make your argument for it. So it's going to happen at 7 o'clock this morning. Really excited. We had a great Girl Scout yesterday, and she ended up going with Steph's offer. So we'll see.
That was a swerve.
Yeah.
You never know where these kids are going to go. That was a swerve.
It was great. Mm-hmm. And we cannot wait for the 7 o'clock hour, 7 a.m. this morning. Also this morning, more Disneyland tickets for you with the Mega Minute. That's happening at 7:30. So make sure you're listening for that. Let's do it. It is time to get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode? Do you want to hear Believe by Cher? Do you want to hear Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO?
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is something that you played with as a kid that you had no business playing with? Like, I didn't even know this item existed. And why did parents let their kids play with it? We're going to talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music.
Let's go.
You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick it.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. This was an actual toy that you bought in stores. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, my parents got it for me when I was a kid, and it's wild to look back on this thing that I was using. I was talking to a buddy of mine this week about old toys, and he had one too. It was called the Master Woodburning Kit, and exactly what it sounds like. It was this woodburning kit. You got this, like this metal rod that you plugged in, and it would heat up super hot. The very tip of the little rod would heat up. There's a rubber handle on it so you can hold it. It would heat up so hot, and it came with these little wood little pallets, and you would draw burn into the wood. They would give you sketchings to do and everything. But as a kid, here I am, 9-year-old JC, holding this tool by myself that I plugged in that would heat up so hot that I can burn wood with it. And that was a thing they sold at stores.
I can't imagine a more dangerous toy. Maybe next to the lawn darts, which I know they ended up banning. But just hear kids burn things, burn pictures in the wood. And yeah, we trust you not to burn anything else down. What is happening here?
Is there a toy you look back on that you played with that your parents maybe let you play with? They're like, oh my gosh, how did I get away with playing with that toy? Because there was no safety shutoff switch. I would use it in the basement. I would plug it in and I would start burning some wood. And that thing, and I burned myself so many times with that thing. But what if I forgot to unplug it or turn it off? There's this just hot rod just in the basement all the time. It was nuts.
I had an Easy Bake Oven, but I didn't feel like there was anything dangerous about it because it was literally cooking a cake with a light bulb. Like, that was how we cooked it. So it got warm, but it was a light bulb. I wasn't going to burn the house down with
right?
my Easy Bake Oven. You had actual fire that you were using. So I'm trying to think that would probably be the most dangerous thing, with the exception of, and there was an issue with this once, Silly Putty doesn't seem that dangerous on the surface, but I would put it everywhere, and my little brother, who had no business playing with Silly Putty, would find it and thought it was like gum, and he would eat it. And that was not good for you. And there was many an issue with that I'd get in trouble for leaving my Silly Putty around.
Mom, this gum tastes weird.
He just kept eating it. I was like, why is it so chewy?
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2009.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, February 22nd. Thank you guys for being here, 6 o'clock. So, 2009, we are on show number 2009. It's hard to believe. And the year 2009 was an interesting one. The song, the biggest song of 2009, I feel like this was their, like, era, man. The Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling. Oh, man, that Boom Boom Pow. And I'm like, that was the Black Eyed Peas time. That was 2009.
You could not escape the song. It was everywhere.
Absolutely. The movies to watch in 2009 include Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, The Hurt Locker, Avatar, Up, Sherlock Holmes, The Hangover, and District 9. People's sexiest man alive in 2009 was Johnny Depp. He was the one. Do you remember The Miracle on the Hudson? That happened in 2009 when Chelsea Sullenberger safely landed a U.S. Airways flight on the Hudson River.
Captain Sully, absolutely. Seeing the video of the people standing out there on the wing as the plane was just waiting, as everyone was waiting to be rescued. And there was that one passenger that did have their luggage, which bothered me. Like, you, everyone else got out of the plane
of
so fast.
Everything, yeah.
You had to grab your luggage to make sure you had your clothes. Just be happy that you're alive.
Yeah, you better have, like, your most important documents.
Yeah,
in that
something in there that's worthy.
It's better be worth it. In 2009, Richard and Mayumi Heen of Fort Collins, Colorado, they claimed their 6-year-old child was trapped inside a gas balloon that floated up to altitudes of 7,000 feet.
I've been waiting for this story.
Balloon
Boy.
Balloon Boy.
Yes. Yes.
The incident received mass media attention, but it turned out to be a hoax. That happened in 2009.
I remember the interview because the world was captivated with this. There's a kid in the balloon and everything. And then they were interviewing the family the next day on live TV. And you can go back and watch this. Balloon Boy himself, as he's trying to tell the story, was so nervous about lying that he vomited on live TV.
TV.
He vomits. That's when he knew there was something fishy with the story.
Yeah, that was a crazy story from 2009. Also in 2009, this was when it all started. The beef between Kanye and Taylor, when he did not let her finish at the MTV VMA Awards and interrupted her during her acceptance speech.
Oh, yeah. I remember that moment vividly. I wasn't really aware of Kanye at the time. Like, who's this dude and what is he doing to her? It made no sense to me.
I was definitely aware of him. I was a huge fan. I was a big fan of him. And after that incident, it just kind of all went downhill. I was like, I don't think I can support this guy anymore. What a terrible thing he did. And it was all because he felt like Beyonce should have won. And don't get me wrong, the Single Ladies video was awesome. I loved that song. It wouldn't have been surprised if she would have won. But to go up there and interrupt this poor girl while she's trying to give her acceptance speech.
Big moment for her.
Awful,
yeah.
Just awful. So
I'm going to let you finish. Wasn't that his line?
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had the best record of all time or whatever he said.
Some people were cheering him too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But there were a lot of boos.
Yeah.
There were a lot of boos too. So that happened in 2009. And in 2009, some of the celebrities that we lost, that was the year we lost Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. He died while preparing for a series of concerts. Prosecutors continued to question his doctor, Conrad Murray, about whether or not he prescribed Jackson a fatal dosage of propofol. And on that same day that he died, Farrah Fawcett died. She did not get nearly
amount
of attention that he got because it was Michael Jackson. Also passing away in 2009, Bea Arthur from the Golden Girls.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Walter Cronkite, the American broadcast journalist and news anchor of the CBS Evening News for many years. We lost him also in 2009.
You're going to Disneyland. Those tickets for you. Four tickets to Disneyland are coming up here right around 7:30. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
The real reason why Kelly Rowland walked off the set of the Today Show. We have that and much more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Kelly Rowland is trending this morning. She's the former, I guess they're still a group. They just don't really perform together. Destiny's Child member. We have some new details about her Today Show walk-off. If you missed it, last Thursday she was a guest during the 8 o'clock hour of the Today Show. And then she was actually scheduled to fill in for Jenna in the fourth hour, the Hoda and Jenna hour. So sources claimed she walked off the set because her dressing room was not up to her standards. Well, now we're hearing differently. The Wrap is reporting that it wasn't that at all. They're saying that Kelly was offended that Savannah Guthrie repeatedly and aggressively asked her about Beyonce. They said that she would not let up. She goes into this interview asking, please don't ask me about Beyonce. Like, she does that with a lot of interviews. And the Today Show said, noted, but we can't guarantee that you won't be asked by that.
Okay.
So we hear your concern. We can't guarantee anything. Well, they added she and her team were not happy. They felt very disrespected. Here's the interaction between Savannah and Kelly about Beyonce.
What do you think about your friend Beyonce? She's like your sister. You guys literally grew up together. She's stepping into country.
So proud of her.
I know, but were you surprised? And what do you think about it?
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
So happy for her.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yes.
And then she kept going on, just like, well, what do you think? And
was there more pushing after that, or was that the only time she brought it up?
I think she continued a little bit, but like, And she just was, well, what do you think? And she's like, so proud of her. So proud of her. Like, I think it was kind of obvious. She's like, let's move on. I'm not here to discuss Beyonce.
If you, because we've been in a situation before where celebrities, there's something so big happening in their world, but they don't want to talk about it. But you feel as a journalist or a broadcaster, you want to dabble, you want to dip your toe into that pond.
You have to ask. Yes. That's your job, you know?
So I think if that was the only time she brought it up and that was Kelly's response, cool, you brought it up, move on. But if she kept badgering her after the fact, I would be upset too if I was Kelly Rowland.
No, I would too. I would still maintain my professional demeanor, though, and I would not walk off, especially when I committed. Like, to me, that's kind of like stomping your foot and like, I'm out of here. I think that would have been annoying, but I wouldn't have taken it out on everyone else. I would have been annoyed with Savannah. She was the one that did it. Now you're taking it out on Hoda and Jenna and everyone else who was depending on you. And then Rita Ora, who had to step in for you. So
is that why, do you think, because we heard the Hoda and Jenna sit talking about Kelly not being there, and it was over the top how much they love her and she's a great guest. That's probably why they were doing that, to make good for the fact that Savannah kept pushing that question during the interview.
Exactly.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Jimmy Kimmel, the late night talk show host, is hinting that the end of the road may be coming soon. He told the LA Times, I think this is my final contract. I hate to even say it because everyone's laughing at me now. Every time I think that, and then it turns out to not be the case. He says, I still have a little more than 2 years left on my contract, and that seems pretty good. That seems like enough. It sounds like he may have more on his plate than he'd like. He's also hosting the Oscars, and he said that between that and the show, it's just been a lot. He says, in those moments, I think I cannot wait until my contract is over, but then he takes a summer off or they go on strike, and then he's like, I miss this. You
I still got it in me. Well, he's kind of just teasing it. Remember when Jay Leno, they just came out and announced that Jay Leno, I'm retiring in 2005. I am done. And then when 2005 rolled around, they're like, Jay's at the top of his game. He doesn't want to leave. And it was a whole debacle with Conan O'Brien taking over the Tonight Show. It was a whole thing.
But then didn't he like come back?
He came back.
He
did
a 10 o'clock show, right?
Yeah, they moved him down to 10 or 10:30. It was such a thing. And then Conan O'Brien got mad because now Jay Leno was getting the big guest, and he eventually came back. I think Conan did close to 100 shows, and then Jay Leno just came back, and Conan got a massive cash payout.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, Kimmel's been hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live since 2003, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. And then finally this morning, KFC is trending. You've heard of chicken, you've heard of pizza, but have you heard of chizza? It's a new menu item that's coming out on Monday at KFC. It has two white meat extra crispy fried chicken fillets topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and crispy pepperoni. This sounds like, if you do like the paleo diet, this sounds like a dream come true for you. Chizza, it came out on KFC menus in the Philippines back in 2005. And since then, it's made its way around the world. Korea, Taiwan, India, Thailand, Germany, Spain, and Mexico. And now, finally, here in the U.S. on starting Monday, you can taste it for the very first time, and that is what's trending.
Those passes to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2 are yours coming up with Heads Up in 3 minutes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Janet, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Woohoo! Let's do this!
All right! We've got these four-pack of Dune advanced screening tickets for you to check out. Pick a category. Do you want to go with White House or Next Chapter?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go Next Chapter.
Next Chapter it is. Okay, Clean Out Your Bookcase Day was on Monday. So these are all things that are associated with books, okay?
Okay, books, got it.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Oh, you're both good. Mercedes, please.
Okay.
All right, Janet, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you win, and you start now.
When you read a book, you turn these when you're done reading. You turn the...
pages.
Yes. This is the person who writes the book. They are the...
author.
Yes. This is where you would go. Barnes & Noble is a what?
Bookstore.
Yes. This is... it's not a paperback. It's one of these.
Hardcover.
Yes. This is... you put books in... this. It's
bookshelf?
Like, not a shelf, but it's a like a suit you carry on a plane, a suit.
A case.
This is where you would go to check out books.
Library.
Yes. Nice. All right, Janet, you got it. Congratulations.
Dune, all right.
Yeah, so these four passes, the advanced screening of Dune Part 2, this is at AMC Town Square on Monday. And also you're qualified for that grand prize, a $400 gift certificate for Brio Italian Grill at Town Square. So congratulations, Janet. Next hour, 7:30, tickets for you to Disneyland.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Are you having a hard time getting cell phone service this morning? You're not alone. This morning, there's been a huge cell phone outage. They thought it was over. Now it's getting worse. Thousands of people across the country are being affected this morning by this cellular outage. Things really started to go south this morning around 1:30 our time, with AT&T users reporting the most outages, according to the website. It was, you would get the SOS on your phone where you were supposed to have your service. More than 60,000 AT&T users have been impacted, along with users from Verizon and T-Mobile also complaining about it. AT&T has not responded to requests from the press about what's going on. Verizon says the outages are not impacting their network directly, but they're impacting their customers trying to reach another carrier expecting the issue. Did you have any issues this morning?
I am Verizon, and I've been solid all morning. Right now, I'm 5G. I'm good to go with Verizon for me.
I'm connected to the Wi-Fi here, but I'm checking, and I just turned it off. Looks like I'm getting 5G also, but it's on and off. I know a lot of people locally had issues this morning, especially if your carrier was AT&T. So keep that in mind. I'm not really sure. Like, it's weird that AT&T is not saying anything. Is it a satellite? Is it did something get hacked? What's going on?
Yeah, but is it deeper? Yeah,
it makes you wonder. God forbid anything happen where something gets hacked. Is the landline the way to go? I still have my landline, and I've been thinking about getting rid of it. But now when something like this happens, I'm like, maybe I'll just hang on to it a little bit longer.
You know, I've been thinking about going back to it. Spotty reception by the house. I know there's Wi-Fi calling still. Spotty reception on our phone. The cell phone towers go down. If something happens and they don't get them back up, how are you going to call someone, do something? You'll still have access, Mercedes. I don't know who you're going to call. Who else has a landline that you can call?
My mom.
Call your mom. Call my mom and call everyone's moms.
There you go. Also this morning, Lady Gaga is headlining a big festival. It's the second annual Fortnite Festival. It's starting today. This is a huge festival with the gaming community. She is the headliner. Her songs, you know, Born This Way, Just Dance, Rain on Me. It's going to be huge. And they're going to be available. There'll be jam tracks and available to perform on a Chromatica type stage. Players can opt to grab the premium reward track upgrade to unlock songs like Poker Face and Gaga themed cosmetics, the Enigma Gaga outfit. I know my girls, they both play Fortnite, and they're like so excited. They get the Gaga skin. Plenty of Gaga themed stuff is going to be available through season 2.
That's cool. Good for them.
It's so funny because like my daughters will be playing Fortnite and then they have to go to the bathroom or something. They're like, "Hey, keep me alive while I go to the bathroom," and they give me their
as you step into the game
switch, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm just running around in circles trying not to get shot.
Hurry back here.
You're still alive, but please hurry. I don't know what to do. Finally, this morning, a new mom has left her family completely shocked after sharing the not so great name she unknowingly gave her newborn baby. She's 20 years old. She gave birth in January. She wanted to keep the name a secret until she had signed all the official documents. And it wasn't until afterwards that her family were able to let her in on the real meaning behind the baby's name. She wanted the name to be a sweet nod to her grandparents. Her grandparents' names are Harvey and Charlotte. So she decided to blend the two names together to form Harlot. Mm. She had never heard of the word harlot before, which is an old-fashioned word for someone who gets around town quite a bit.
The prostitute.
Yeah. Mm. So now she is devastated because everything is official and she's named
her
baby Harlot.
Oh boy.
I know. She said when her family found out, her mom burst out, "You named the baby a Oh. So be careful. Maybe give your family a little heads up and just make sure everything's cool.
Yeah,
with
you got to run that name through certain cycles.
All right. We are getting ready to open up the cookie tank. It's like Shark Tank, but for Girl Scouts. It's Girl Scout cookie season. And we've had a lot of Girl Scouts approach us about buying cookies. So coming up next, we have Adeline, who is going to be stepping into the cookie tank, where she makes her case, and we'll make offers. Whose offer will she accept? The cookie tank is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. And this is the cookie tank. It's Girl Scout cookie season. And a lot of young ladies are out there being those entrepreneurs that they are and selling those cookies, those Thin Mints, those Samoas, those Tagalongs. And we have Adeline joining us in the cookie tank right now. Hi, Adeline. How are you?
Good.
It's great to have you on the show. I know your mom, Karina, is with you. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you enter the cookie tank, Adeline. So we've had a lot of Girl Scouts offer to sell cookies to us. And so we wanted you to join us and make your case for selling your cookies. Now, how long have you been a Girl Scout?
For 3 years.
3 years. How do you like it?
I like it.
You like it? How old are you?
8 years old.
How many cookies have you sold? Do you know?
This year or total?
Let's go total.
I'm over 2,000.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Entrepreneur right here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, Adeline, we're going to let you enter the cookie tank, and you can give your case on why we need to buy your cookies. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Adeline from Troop 100. Welcome to the cookie tank. Why should we buy cookies from you?
Because it teaches me life skills for when I grow up, like how to keep inventory and how to talk to customers and how to start a business when I grow up.
Mm. This is good.
Yeah.
I like this.
Start a business when she grows up.
What cookies do you recommend that people buy? Are there any favorites that you enjoy?
So, I like the Adventurefuls. It's a crispy brownie with a caramel disc and light chocolate drizzle.
Oh. I want to get some of those Adventurefuls.
It sounds good. It sounds good.
What's your best-selling cookie?
Thin Mints and Samoas.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we've heard the pitch, guys. JC, you want to start today?
Absolutely. Adeline, you sound like a young entrepreneur, and I love this. So because of that, I would like to make an offer of 10 boxes of cookies. Now, here's the deal. That's a big investment for me, 10 boxes. So I would like something in return. I'm offering to buy these 10 boxes of cookies, but for every box you sell today, I won 10% of those sales.
I'm thinking, you can't do that.
That's a solid. 10 boxes is solid. She's going to get a solid rub for being on the show this morning. I'm sure she's going to sell a couple more boxes today.
Oh, my gosh.
So in return, it's a hefty investment. I need something back. Any box you sell today, I would like 10% of those sales. But I'm in for an initial 10 boxes.
Okay.
Wow. 10 boxes with 10% payback to Jason.
Today only.
Unreal.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Adeline. Yesterday, I already made a deal with Lily. So because I just bought yesterday, I can only buy about 2 boxes today. So that's my offer, final offer, 2 boxes from me.
Okay.
Okay. Adeline, I haven't purchased any cookies yet, and I really want to try those Adventurefuls. You really sold me on those. I also there's a lemon cookie, right?
Yes, it's called the Lemon Ups.
I love lemon stuff, so I would like to buy some of those also. So I'm not going to do any gimmicks today. I'm just going to go straight up. I would be willing to buy 6 boxes from you, 4 of the Adventurefuls and 2 of the lemons, if you would take my offer. So now, Adeline, the ball is in your court. You can take JC's offer of 10 boxes, but you have to pay him 10% of all the sales that you make today. You can go with Steph's offer, which is 2 boxes, or you can go mine, which is just straight up 6 boxes. Adeline, which offer would you like to take this morning?
Mercedes.
Ah!
Yes!
6
good
boxes.
Deal! All right!
7 boxes.
I put me down for 6, 4 Adventurefuls and 2 Lemon Ups. I am in, Adeline. Thank you for accepting my offer. I am honored. I am happy to work with you on this.
Thank you so much.
The Girl Scout Cookie Tank resumes again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. It's Mix 94.1.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
We have those tickets for you to the Disneyland Resort in about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mercedes in the morning Mega Minute.
I learned a new term a couple of days ago. A new, like, Gen Z term. And it's very disrespectful. And if anyone ever does it to you, they're being disrespectful. And you need to know about this. Do you know what mewing is?
Mewing? Oh, like, oh, that person's mewing?
No, it's not really. It's more of an action than it is a word. Okay, so the original, like, meaning of mewing is it's like a jawline exercise that you can do to strengthen your jawline and look more cut. So here, I'm going to mew. You basically put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and notice the change in my jawline when I do it. Okay, here's regular jawline, and then I mew. Did you see how it just got
one more time? I can see, yeah, because the shadows and stuff, but I can see the movement right there.
My jawline gets more defined.
You feel it when you do that.
A lot of people, not like that, just put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and press up. Your jawline will get more defined. And a lot of people do that as an exercise to make that more
defined jawline. Okay.
So now, and if you're a teacher, have you had any students do this to you? 702-364-9400. So I have a teacher friend, and she says these kids are mewing. And what they do is she'll ask a question like, okay, so what's the capital of Arkansas? And a kid will look at her, put their finger in front of their mouth like as to go shush, and they'll go, they'll put their finger in front of their mouth, and then they'll rub it across their jawline. And that's mewing. So they're basically telling them, I'm not answering you. I'm working on sculpting my jawline.
Well, why are kids worried about sculpting jawlines in the first place?
They're not. That's my first question. It's just a form of disrespect. Like, I'm not going to answer
that
question.
I'm too busy working on my jawline. I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah, so they'll go, like, shush, and then they'll rub their jawline with their finger. That is mewing. So if a kid does that to you, they are being disrespectful, and that is not okay.
Mew that kid right to detention. Oh, you want to mew? You can mew an hour after school today.
Is there like something that you're just not grasping the meaning of, or like a slang term, a Gen Z thing that is driving you crazy? 702-364-9400. Brandy, do you have a kid in your life that's saying something that you're just like, wait, what is that?
Absolutely. And it's not that I didn't grasp it, but But when I told her something, she just said, heard. And I'm like, what?
Heard?
She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got you. And I'm like, heard?
I don't know why, but I kind of like that. That does seem kind of, I heard you, just like, heard. I'm going to say that next time our boss is like, yeah, so what do you, you know, next time you do this, could you please do this? I'll go, heard. That's crazy. I like that one.
Mercedes, you're getting too excited with some of our winners. You need to calm down.
Heard. Do you know what baby girl is?
Baby girl, that's like your friend. Like, oh, that's my baby girl. That's my baby girl. We're tight.
Mm-mm. Baby girl is not a girl. It's a guy. Like, I heard my friends or my daughter and her friends talking about, who is it, Jacob Elordi? They're like, oh, Jacob Elordi's baby girl. He's baby girl. That is what you call, like, attractive, like, male celebrities or fictional male characters. They're baby girl.
They're baby girl, but I don't understand why it'd be a baby girl. Like, they're cute and handsome.
Flipping the script. It's like men used to call women baby girl, so now they're saying, oh,
he's baby girl.
You know, but your girl, like, if it's a female and you really look up to her, someone you really like, she's mother.
Oh, I can see that.
You call her mother.
Heard.
Like, oh. Yeah, she's a mother.
Mother, heard.
The Lulu. The Lulu. What else? I learned so much. It's just so crazy.
Do you guys need to have Google open when you're talking to Brooklyn during dinner? Like, what does that term mean?
Sometimes. Bailey, really quick, you want to make a comment about heard?
Yeah, heard used in kitchens a lot in the service industry. It's like an acknowledgement term. Like, I heard you, I understand, I'll get it done.
Oh, I like that, heard.
It does sound official.
Yeah, I'm going to start saying that. So Gen Z didn't come up with that. The kitchen did.
It's not disrespectful either. It's like, heard, like, I got you, I'm going to do it. Heard, heard. Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
It is time to win your tickets to Disneyland. We have a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day passes to the Disneyland Resort. You'll also qualify for the grand prize, which is a Disneyland Resort vacation. It includes a 2-night hotel stay and 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute. What is it? It's 60 seconds, and it's 10 questions. And if you get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds, you win those tickets. Caller 20, you get to give it a shot. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Jody, your caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I am great, Mercedes. How are you?
I am so good. I'm getting just like great vibes from you. I feel like you are going to walk away with these passes to Disneyland.
I have my 13-year-old daughter next to me right now, and she is so excited. We listen to this every day on the way to school, and we try to do it, and most of the time, we're pretty good.
Oh, nice. You're going to get it.
Feelings today.
Okay, well, just take a deep breath, both of you. Scream out the answers, and get ready, because it starts quickly.
All right, Jody and Brooke, right. You have 60 seconds on the clock to get these 10 questions correct. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What does the fast food restaurant KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts is the theme song for what TV show?
Friends.
Yes, Pizza Planet in Disneyland is based off a restaurant in what Disney movie?
Toy Story.
Yes, Once You Pop, the Fun Don't Stop is the slogan for what company?
Once You Pop, the Fun Don't Stop. Pass.
Actor James Gandolfini plays Tony in what TV show?
Sopranos.
Yes. Mount Rushmore is located in which U.S. state?
North Dakota.
No. Gotta Catch 'Em All is the saying associated with what anime show?
Pass.
Pho is a soup that originated from what country?
Vietnam.
Yes. John Lennon and Paul McCartney are part of which rock band?
Beatles.
Yes. How many nets are there in soccer?
Two.
Yes. Once You Pop, the Fun Don't Stop is a slogan for what company? Jody, I'm so sorry. Once You Pop, the Fun Don't Stop is for Pringles. Once You Pop. I know, right? I know. And then the Mount Rushmore is in South Dakota. And Gotta Catch 'Em All is a saying associated with Pokemon. Jody, hang on the line. I'm so sorry.
They started so strong, too.
They did.
They really did.
Just, I really thought they would have it. Yeah. Just a couple of them got tripped up. But you know what? Once we stop, the fun don't pop here. We're going to give these tickets away right now for caller 20. Disneyland, you're going. 702-364-9400. If you know an amazing teacher, we need you right now. There's only 2 days left to get your nomination in for February's Teacher of the Month. Let us know about a teacher that you just think is great. Maybe they're your teacher. Maybe they're your child's teacher. Nominate them because we want to honor one teacher here in the Valley for all the amazing things they do for their students.
You get our website to nominate mix941.fm. It's a random drawing, and the winning teacher gets some really cool things, including a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and they also get this personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So nominate your teacher today at mix941.fm. Click on the contest tab. It'll take you like literally 2 minutes. Entries close tomorrow, so get your nominations in today, and thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, everyone, write down your guess.
Okay.
A new study reveals the national average salary in the United States. What do you think is the national average salary?
Okay, I wrote it down. Steph's writing down a number.
All right. What do you think it is?
I wrote down $73,000 a year.
Okay. Steph, what did you write down?
I wrote down $55,000 a year.
Wow. JC, you really overestimate this.
Really?
Steph, you're right there. It's $59,384 a year.
That's sad.
That is the average, the national average salary. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor, the annual salary in the U.S. is up, actually, 5.4% from this same time in 2022, thanks to the gender pay gap. The average male earns $63,960, slightly less than $10,000 more than the $53,404 that the average woman makes. The occupation that earns the most is cardiologists. They earn an average. This is just the average. They earn an average of $421,330 a year. And the lowest earning occupation is, I didn't even know this was a technical, I mean, I know people do this, but it's listed as shampooers. People that shampoo.
Oh, the salon,
you.
The shampooers.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know that that's what they call themselves, shampooers.
What's the salary of shampoo?
$27,870.
And that's just base salary, not including tips?
I don't think that is. I think that that's how they get paid.
Everything,
right?
Yeah. Just
they get a
it was an hourly
salary.
Fee, maybe
yeah,
an hourly
no,
fee. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they make.
$27,000, wow.
Yeah, and the average family income is $74,755. So are you average? Are you above average? How are you feeling about this? I just wish it was higher. It just needs to be higher because it's really hard to raise a family.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And yeah. Then what do you say? It's gone up 5% from last year?
From 2022.
How many people got a 5% raise from last year to now?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or from 2 years. Or how many people got a raise over the past 3 years? Or no raise?
Well, we are not even done with February. And our bingo cards are filling up. I don't know anyone saw this item on them. There are kayakers in Death Valley right now. The spot on the border between California and Nevada, known as the hottest place on earth for its record-breaking temperatures. It approaches like 130 degrees. But here we are talking about water. 2 years of torrential rains have rebirthed a lake that disappeared 10,000 years ago.
This is wild. No kidding.
Lake Manly is now 6 miles long by 3 miles wide, 2 feet deep. California State Park Rangers are allowing kayakers to enjoy this unique experience of paddling on the Badwater Basin, which is 282 feet below sea level. Once upon a time, Manly was an enormous 600 foot deep lake covering the entire basin, but there's water in Death Valley again, and people are able to go kayaking.
Oh, that's a trip seeing it when it's completely dry to having some water in it now. Yeah. That's wild.
That's good news. Yeah. We love that. You know, something I've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, Steph, you know how my word is apparently, I say apparently a lot. You're like wild.
Wild,
man.
Yeah. I'm on a wild trend. Yeah.
Everything is wild to you.
Even when I'm typing stuff, like our notes, I think I have wild written in our notes like three
wild.
Or four times. I caught it last night when I was writing something out for you two, and I wrote down wild, and I think I took it out. I'm not sure. And I'm like, I've been using wild a lot. Give me a substitute word. I'm open for a substitute word.
I think your secondary word is that's wild. Wow. That's wild.
I'm down with W's. Wild, wow, bonkers.
Bonkers.
This is bonkers.
52.
I know. Let's ask ChatGPT, what's another word I can use instead of wild? Untamed.
Oh,
unruly. Primitive. Ferocious.
Ferocious.
That's ferocious.
Man, that lake is ferocious. When you see it dry to now, it is ferocious, you guys.
Okay, finally this morning. For the past few years, the city of Kyle, Texas, has been trying to break a record by assembling an army of Kyles all in one spot. They have needed more than 2,325 Kyles to break this world record for the largest gathering of people with the same first name. And the current record that was set in 2017 when 2,325 Ivans got together in Bosnia. So the Kyles have failed so far. So now the Ryans are trying their hand at it. There's an open call for anyone with the first name Ryan to attend Ryan Rodeo. It's a meetup. It's happening in Austin, Texas. It's a bit of short notice. It's happening this Saturday,
okay.
But it does have to be spelled R-Y-A-N. You have to show official identification. There will be no tomfoolery here, people. You can't sneak your way in. They also note that Bryans are not wanted. You stay home, Bryans. They say that the group's website says Bryans are just B-list Ryans. This is them, not me. The Ryan Rodeo, it's going to feature music from a local artist named Ryan Hunter. There's going to be a bull riding competition. So, yeah, it's all set for 5 p.m. Saturday. So if you are looking for something to do, Ryan, go to Texas, Austin, Texas, for part of the Ryan Rodeo.
How many Ryans could you submit? Top of mind, I know two Ryans. They're both Ryan Doherty. One's a fraternity brother here in town, and the other one is my brother-in-law, Ryan Doherty. So I have two Ryans I could submit to this festival.
Let me see. I'm going to my contacts. Three Ryans. One is a radio friend. One used to work with us, Ryan.
Ryan that worked with us, yes.
Producer Ryan, hello.
Oh, yes, Producer Ryan.
Oh, my
Ryan.
Gosh, you didn't remember.
Hey, listen, we all forgot about Michael Lasso working here at the radio station.
I know, but we literally saw Ryan every single day.
I forgot about him.
Ryan, yes. And then someone that I used to do spin with named Ryan.
Oh, Ryan from Spin. I remember that, Ryan.
Yeah, that one I remember. It's not the one I saw every day. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Earlier we were talking about the average salary in the United States. It is $59,384 a year. Cardiologist was the highest paying job at over $421,000 a year average. And then the lowest earning occupation was shampooers at $27,000, just over that. You were asking if that was like base plus tips. It's all of it. I looked it up.
I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and I was at the salon. Larry owns the place, and I was talking to one of his newer stylists about how things were going and everything, and he told me an interesting story. He had a guy come in last week. It was a walk-in, and the guy's price is $40 for a haircut, and the guy offered him to pay him. He had a $65 voucher, one of those cash-out vouchers, at the Wynn. And the guy asked him if he would accept that as payment. And he spoke to Larry, and I was like, yeah, if you want to, sure. So he ended up getting a $65 voucher for payment, which is $40 haircut. That's a nice tip on top of it. But he has to, at some point, go to Wynn to cash it in to get his money from this haircut that he gave the guy last week.
If you're planning to go there at some point, I could see that being an actual a good thing. I worry about people scamming. Like, what if they make it look like it's a voucher that's good, and then you go and try to cash it, and it doesn't work?
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah. You can easily photocopy it or something. I didn't even think of that, but he took it. He gave the guy a haircut, took it, and so when he eventually gets over to win, he just has to remember to have it on him to cash it in to get his $65. But yeah, that would be awful if he goes to put the thing in and it rejects it. Oh, that would stink.
Have you ever been in a situation where you were paid with something other than money, or maybe tipped with something other than money, just like him, paid with a casino voucher or the ticket that you take to the cashier? Mm-hmm. What have you been paid for or paid with or tipped with that wasn't money? 702-364-9400. Hey, Shelley, what was it for you?
Right. So I had this regular couple, older couple that would come in. And one day they tipped me like a door hanger, like, the do not disturb sign.
Yeah.
But it sang. So when you'd close the door, it was Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
Wait a second. It's a door hanger that played Barry White when you closed the door?
Yes.
You got tipped with this?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
No, that's lost its way in a few moves.
That is interesting. Did they say anything about it when they gave it to you? Or it was just there?
It's like, we thought of you. Like, here's a little special thing today.
Shelly, we can't get enough of your love, baby. Here you go. That's amazing. Thanks for calling. I love that. Tina, were you paid with or tipped with something other than money?
Yes. Someone actually paid me with Coach bags.
Whoa.
They gave me three different ones. So what I did was I just gave them away for Christmas.
How do you get tipped with Coach bags, and where do we apply? That sounds amazing. What do they work for Coach, or what was the situation?
I don't know how they got them, but I used to work at Chipotle. This was like 10 years ago, and they just ended up bringing in the bags for us.
Wow. Okay, first of all, I didn't know I was supposed to tip at Chipotle. Noted. Second of all, that doesn't sound shady at all.
Right, you talked about that. Is this a knockoff bag? Oh, sure, absolutely. Give me that Coach bag. That's interesting stuff that people are getting.
I know. I didn't know this. Really quick, let's talk to Myra. Myra, what were you tipped with?
I was trying to get tipped with poker chips or chips from the casino, which you could get paid with as a tip, but you cannot pay a check with it. It's actually against the law to pay for anything pertaining to food or drink, but you could.
Wow,
get it as a tip.
I didn't know that because, like, a cocktail server, I've seen them give like
$5
chip or something, but it only can be used in gambling. That is good to know. No, not that I gamble, but now we know.
What am I doing with all these chips that I have now? Hey, those tickets for you to go see Twice are coming up here in just about 15 minutes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to go see Twice are coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
Allie is on the phone, and Allie, you have some beef. You have some beef on of something that was said on the show yesterday. What happened?
I'm sorry, JC. I love you. I love you guys. But my son, his name is Anakin.
Oh.
That was that much.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Your JC yesterday, his unpopular opinion was that Marvel movies suck.
No. I said Marvel movies are overrated.
Okay.
He said they suck. What? No, I said they're overrated is what I said, my exact words.
And then we had a caller call up and say he agreed with you and threw in Star Wars movie. Do you know what? I think Steph just got the call. Hold on. Is this the call you're talking about? One second.
My unpopular whatever is Star Wars. Episode, they all suck. I hate them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, my God. People are going to kill me for this.
Is that what you're talking about, Allie?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a son, and what is your son's name?
Anakin.
Based off of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. By the way, I didn't give heat on Star Wars. I was just giving heat on Marvel. So I think that's fantastic that you're named your child after something you love, something in pop culture. That's very special.
He has the hair. He has the long hair. He has everything going.
Were you just such a huge fan of Star Wars that you knew you wanted that to be a part of his life? Or did you hear the name Anakin when you saw Star Wars and think, I like that name. I'm going to name my son that.
No. He was supposed to be a girl. When I got my ultrasound, they told me he was going to be a girl. So he was going to be named Leia.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Please tell me you have a dog named Ewok or something, please.
We have a little freaking Yorkie that looks just like, he looks just like little Ewok.
Aww.
I love that. Has anyone else named their dog or their child after something that had to do with pop culture, like a movie, or you saw a character that you really liked, a celebrity? Who named someone after something in pop culture? 702-364-9400. I have a friend, and she did that with her dog, Stephanie. Your little Momo is named after something in pop culture. What is it?
It is. So Momo is named after the TV show Avatar, The Last Airbender, and it was a cartoon, and today it's a big day for us Avatar fans because the live-action movie comes out today, so we're so excited. So Momo's named after Momo from Avatar.
Oh, I didn't know that. That is sweet.
Are you going to have some sort of, like, big celebration for Momo since today is the live-action?
Oh my gosh, now I need to. Have a cake, dress up as the characters.
I'm serious. I feel like my daughter wasn't named after them, but it was kind of like I noted it in my mind. Brooklyn, she was going to be named Sadie, and then right before I gave birth, my doctor asked, like, what are you going to name her? And we were like, Sadie. And he goes, huh? And I was just kind of like, what's going on? And he's like, well, I think it's a great name. It's just Sadie, Mercedes. That's going to get confusing in your house. So then we totally started rethinking everything, and so he's like, you know, what did you do while you were pregnant? Think of places you went. And we were like, well, we went to New York. We walked around Brooklyn. And it is like, Brooklyn, we're going to go with that. But I do remember myself distinctly saying, Posh Spice has a son named Brooklyn. And I'm like,
Oh, there's the connection.
So it wasn't named after him, but it did pop in my mind when we decided to go with
Brooklyn.
Look,
I like that name.
Yeah. Trish, good morning. Well, who did you name after someone in pop culture?
It was actually sports.
Okay.
I named my daughter after Peyton Manning. Her name is Peyton Madison. I love him.
I love that name. That is such a good name. Does she know? Are you guys big Bronco fans, obviously? Or maybe Colts fans? Oh, we just lost her.
Manning fans?
Just like people lose games against Peyton Manning, we lost her.
That, the Peyton Madison, too. It's a nice little ring to it as well.
Yes.
That's really sweet.
Cassidy, what about you?
Good morning. So I named my daughter Charlie after Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That was my favorite childhood movie.
Oh, that was such a good one. Why do I love these girl names with, like, typically boy?
Peyton, Charlie, it's a nice theme going here.
That was me with Brooklyn, the previous caller with Peyton, you with Charlie. I love that name, Cassidy. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Gabby. Gabby, what about you? Who did you name after someone in pop culture?
No, my brother-in-law named his son Gohan after Goku's son.
Gohan?
From what?
Goku's son, from the series.
Oh, Grogu?
Goku.
Gohan is it from Dragon Ball?
Yes, after Dragon Ball,
Dragon Ball, yeah. Oh my gosh. And Gohan is like, man, he's tough.
The main character's son?
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, he's Goku's son, and then the wife is Chi-Chi, right?
Yes.
Don't ask me how I know all about Dragon Ball.
I knew you liked Candy Crush. Dragon Ball's something new now.
I'm well-versed in all topics.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Julie, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay. Thank you so much, Mercedes.
Are you a once?
Am I a once? No, I am not a once.
Oh, that's okay, though. We've got twice tickets for you. Hopefully you know someone who is a once.
I do believe I do, yeah.
Oh, awesome. And you're going to have a great time when you guys go check out Twice after you win Heads Up. Just pick a category. Do you want to go with Serena Williams or Pluto?
I'm going to go Serena Williams.
All right. Play Tennis Day is tomorrow. These are all things that are associated with tennis, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go JC.
All right.
All right, Julie, here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you get these tickets to go see Twice. And we start now. Okay. You play on this.
A tennis court.
Yes. The ball has to go over this.
A net.
Yes. You hit the ball with this. A tennis.
A racket.
Yes. The initial, I'm going to hit the ball to you, so I'm going to what?
I'm
going
to serve. Yes. I'm going to serve to you.
If it's just you and I, we're not playing doubles. We're playing what?
We're playing singles.
Yes. The ball goes out of bounds. It hits the what?
It's the line. It's the line marker.
In the NFL, football players stand on the what? If you're not in the game.
Sideline.
Yes. Yeah!
Is that six? That was fast, you guys.
Two,
great
four,
job.
Six.
Congratulations. Going to see Twice now. You got to learn their names. There's Momo, and there's Chewy, and there's Mina, and Jiho. Like, you got to.
No, these tickets are going to my goddaughter all day long.
Oh, so, she's going to have the best time. Well,
freak out.
Nice job. You are the best godmother
ever. Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
What a score.
Hang on the line. We'll get your information, and you too can win your Twice tickets. We have another pair to give away tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Next hour, your tickets to see Jennifer Lopez. She's going to come to town, T-Mobile Arena in July. We've got your tickets right around 9:40.
This is so funny. We just gave away those tickets to go see Twice. I got a phone call from a buddy of mine Tuesday afternoon, and I pick it up. And it's a buddy of mine. We're close friends. We went to college together. His musical taste, as long as I've known him, Grateful Dead. Fish Comes to Town. He's always at a fish show. That's like his musical styles. It's the way he is. Super great guy. And he calls me to ask me if I have extra tickets to go see Twice. I'm like, what?
It's
like,
amazing the people that will come out of the woodwork for certain shows.
And I'm like, I didn't know the once. I'm like, you're a Twice or a Twice? And
it's a once. If you're a fan. Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's a once. And he corrects me on it. I'm like, holy, where did this come from? He is all into K-pop music because of his kids. His kids are huge K-pop fans. And so he was calling on behalf to see if he could get some tickets for Twice, which we don't have. I'm like, sorry, I don't got any. But then we started talking about, I brought up BTS and I brought up ARMY. And he was impressed that I knew about ARMY. I'm like, yeah,
because nice.
Mercedes is a huge BTS fan. I know a lot about BTS because of Mercedes. But it's so funny. My buddy's all in on K-pop, and it's all because of his kids love it and got dad to love it.
That's how it started for me, too. Like, my kids were such... Well, my daughter Sophie, particularly, she was just really into it. I started hearing it by default. I started really liking it. And that just became like our thing. That's like our bond. We love going to K-pop concerts together. We like listening to the music together. She loves Twice. Like, it's one of her favorite bands. They're coming to town. She's flying back in town for that
concert.
Back
with, oh, it's great.
Yeah, she's not going to miss that one. And so I've learned a lot about different groups. So we usually play The Feels. When we're talking about them, they actually just yesterday, they had a new teaser for the new music video that comes out tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is a huge thing. But then some of their other big hits are Feel Special.
And I love this about my buddy, and I love this about you. I love picking up on people's passions about stuff.
Yeah.
I might not be passionate about it, but when someone is passionate about something, I'm just attracted to that. And because of you, I know I would consider myself, I'm not ARMY. I think I'm Army Reserve. I like BTS. I know some things about them. I'm definitely not full-blown Army, but I'm like the weekend warrior when it comes to being a BTS fan.
What did your kid or like your niece or your nephew or your goddaughter, what did they get you into? Like you never were into it until they brought it into your world. How did they influence you? 702-364-9400. We hear about adults influencing children all the time. But did a kid influence you to get really into something? What was it? That is really like brought out a passion just because it makes me think of them and it makes me happy. But can you name all the BTS members? Are you that good?
J-Hope.
Uh-huh.
Jimin.
Yes.
V.
Yes.
Frank and Eddie.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, like I said, I'm reserve. I'm not Army.
Jin. Suga.
I knew Suga, too.
RM.
RM.
And Jungkook.
Yeah, I see the same. I know all the names. Well, listen, if you want those Twice tickets, talking to my buddy, we'll have them tomorrow morning at 8:25.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You may want to give that reusable water bottle or your Stanley a good wash because this study came out this morning and it shows there are millions of harmful bacteria on those bottles. This company, Water Filter Guru, they sent samples from just everyday reusable water bottles to a professional lab, and they found the bacterial contamination levels are insane. One of the big concerns is there's this presence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So it's like it can survive anything. One gross stat from the study is that there's more germs on the water bottles than there are on a toilet. Yeah, experts say your water bottles and tumblers need to be washed daily to avoid getting sick. The average person washes them only a few times a month.
Oh, you're talking about the ones like the Stanley, the reusable ones?
Yeah,
only or just every day, just your lips on that thing?
The hydro flasks. Oh. Yeah, I think people are thinking, oh, you know, there's only water in there, and it's just me.
It's my germs fine on there, yeah.
But yeah, that's it's very, very dirty.
I was out at the track yesterday, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and there's a guy out there drinking next to me and doing some stuff with him. He's drinking his water, but he doesn't have his water bottle. It's like a regular, like, Arrowhead water or whatever, and he doesn't have the bottle up to his lips. Instead, he's doing, like, holding, like, 2 inches above his mouth, and the water's dropping out into his mouth. And I'm like, dude, that's an interesting way to drink your water. And he starts to lecture me that this is the waterfall method that he does. And he does that because, like you said, the bacteria that gets on your water bottle, even like the disposable one, and also the backwash as well. So he drinks. Have you ever done the waterfall method? I've never done it before.
It's like, it's been around for a long time. Yeah.
Do you do it?
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever played on a sports team and you shared water with your teammates, you waterfall it. Like, you don't want to touch it because you're all sharing it.
So when I played football and baseball, we had Gatorade. You would squirt it out. You would never put your lips on it. You would squirt it out into your mouth. We didn't have like a Arrowhead water or something.
We didn't have that either. We had just like our water bottles. It wasn't necessarily a squirty, but you just, or even if it was, you never touch it.
I can't do it. I tried it for the first time.
So you can't waterfall your water?
I got into the car yesterday and I tried it. Maybe because you can't gulp when a waterfall, right? It's impossible to gulp the water. You have to like single serve it, right?
Well, yeah. Do you need to gulp it?
I'm scared to do it. Like, water's going to go everywhere.
What? It's not that hard.
Look at my hand shaking, Mercedes. Look, I'm trying to.
That's, yeah, just okay. do you can't just take a sip at a time?
Let me see you do it. Let me see you waterfall.
Well, if Steph says, hey, do you need a drink of water? I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. There, I got my drink. You know, you just pour it in there. Steph, you've waterfalled before, right?
Hundreds of times. Yeah, a dance practice. I ran out of water. I need more water. I ask a friend. Yeah, here you go. It's automatic if you're asking a friend from water from their bottle.
Yeah.
You waterfall.
That's just...
You never touch it.
No, yeah, of course. But yeah, I just, this guy was just like a champ at him. Like, wow, I've never waterfalled my water before.
Also this morning, Taylor Swift, she and Travis are back together. She made her second trip to the Sydney Zoo this week, but this time with Travis. He touched down in Australia yesterday to support her on her tour. They took a little private tour yesterday. They were walking around, holding hands, feeding kangaroos, snapping selfies. Her Eras tour in Australia runs through Monday, then she's off to Singapore. Get this, Travis, do you know how much Travis spent on Taylor for Valentine's Day? How much money?
$500.
$16,000.
Whoa, gosh.
For Valentine's Day. Here's what Travis Kelce bought Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day. He spent $7,000 on roses. He bought her a $1,000 black leather Dior beret. He got her a $5,100 emerald green Bottega Veneta medium Andiamo bag. It's a very fancy handbag. An $1,100 wide brimmed straw hat from Celine and an Hermes scarf for $1,300.
Wow.
I mean,
it's Taylor Swift. Is he trying to impress her or?
I guess. But. I think it's a little over the top for their first Valentine's Day. Not going to lie.
Should have just been candy and some chocolates and a dozen roses.
Well, I get it. They're on a whole different level than we are financially. Yeah. So I get it. They have a different, you know, set of standards. But I think one of those things would have been fine. I don't think he needs to get her a Dior beret and a Bottega Veneta bag and a Celine straw hat and an Hermes scarf. Like, pick one of those things and then the flowers. But $7,000 on flowers? Gosh, you could buy a car for $7,000.
You do a lot of things with $7,000. I have a feeling his brother's going to give him heat on the next podcast.
Oh,
for this.
I can't wait. Yeah. But then again, you know what? It's your decision. It's your money. You buy what you want.
He certainly has the money to do
it. Okay. Finally, this morning, see if this is something you would sign up for, JC, or if this is even an issue with you and other guys. Guys, is this something you're self-conscious about? So New York City surgeons are seeing a huge surge in men that are looking to have their nipples reduced in size. And David Beckham is their aesthetic inspiration. So he has like small, symmetrical, almond shaped nipples. And guys are spending up to $5,000 for this procedure to perfect their nipples. They want David Beckham's nipples. And they're getting so many people. They say it's a growing trend where guys will literally come in and say, I want mine to look just like David Beckham's. They say the procedure is pricey, but it's quick and you can go back to work the same day.
I'm happy with I'm confident and happy with my nipples. I'm looking at David Beckham's. They're nice little size nipples.
They are nice size. I have to say, I've never really looked at that, but they are just a nice size. I'm a fan.
Doesn't one of the Jonas Brothers have like huge nipples?
That was photoshopped by one of his brothers. One of his brothers photoshopped to make it look like he had like giant silver dollars.
They're massive. Google Jonas Brothers nipples if you're in front of your computer and look at the size of them. They're huge. I didn't realize that was photoshopped. Oh, there's the real photo. He is more like Beckham nipples, not like these pancakes that his brother put on him. That's hysterical.
I would never ask to see. It's not my business, but I'd like, would you equate yours to be like David Beckham, like almond shape? Are they more like quarter shape?
No more Beckham. They're on the smaller side.
They're on the smaller side.
They're very confident in my nipples.
Yeah. I don't ask Steph and I about ours.
Coming up next, Steph, Mercedes, are you confident with your nipples? It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. Coming up here later on this hour, there's tickets to go see Jennifer Lopez.
All right. Okay. So we got a bunch of calls. We're still getting them. This is crazy. We're talking about people that were reverse influenced. When you were influenced by someone younger than you to like something, this all happened with your buddy who loves Twice.
Yeah, who loves Twice. My buddy in college was into Grateful Dead. He was into Fish. And he gives me a call this week asking, we have extra tickets to see Twice because he's all into K-pop because of his kids.
I love it.
We've got Nina on the line here right now. Nina, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes, JC. I love you guys all, Steph. So my son is 5 and my daughter is 18 months and Bluey took over our entire household.
I love Bluey and I don't even have young kids anymore.
Oh, my God. I sit there and I watch it like it's a TV show that I watch, binge it, love it.
Can
so
you
much.
Sing the theme song?
Oh, I can't. Well, I don't remember the... Well, let me go. Bingo! And then the rest.
Bluey!
That's awesome, Nina. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nina. We're going to... Let's talk to Mallory here. Mallory, who are you influenced to like because of a kid?
Jonas Brothers, the first time around.
Oh, like we're talking year 3000 Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, definitely.
Who influenced you?
My little sister. I was probably like 17 or 18 at the time, so she was like 11. She got 2 tickets to Jonas Brothers, and of course nobody else wanted to go with her. And I was like, you know what, I'll have fun with you, so I don't like them, whatever. At least I can go with you and have fun and let you have fun. After the concert, I was obsessed, completely obsessed.
Who was your favorite?
It's got to be Nick.
Yes.
I love him so.
when they came around, when they had the resurgence the second time around, are you still all in on the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, my gosh, even more so, because now they're, like, adults, and I'm an adult, and Nick is still so hot.
Well, you know, Joe is single now. Maybe you want to switch over to Joe.
Yeah, maybe for my little sister. I'm holding out for Nick.
Thanks, Mallory. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, who were you influenced to like by someone younger?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Is it your daughter that influenced you?
Oh, yeah. My youngest daughter, Phoebe. So she's a big-time Taylor Swift fan, a Swiftie. And I catch myself rocking out by myself to Taylor Swift, and I'm like, you got to stop this.
Oh.
But, you know, out of love to her, I support her, and I'm all about it. So, good times.
I think my favorite group of people in this world are Swiftie dads. They are the most supportive, loving fathers out there. I think that's awesome, Steve. What's your favorite Taylor song?
It's got to be, Blank Space. I mean...
Because I got a blank space, baby. Can you finish the lyric?
I can't right now. You put me on the spot. I'm so starstruck by listening to you guys.
This hour, we have your tickets to see Jennifer Lopez. That's happening right around 9:40.
There has been some sort of like infestation of bed bugs here in Las Vegas. Have you heard about this?
I'm reading more about this. Yeah. It's multiple properties.
Bed bugs have been found at Encore, Mirage, the Venetian, Excalibur, a bunch of other resorts since the start of September. They just uncovered this in some documents from the Southern Nevada Health District. And I guess the health district got over 60 reports of bed bugs in Las Vegas hotels since the start of September. Only 7 cases were verified. There weren't any fines that were issued, but they say that there are a lot of instances of that. And that just the thought of it, getting in a bed. And I think I was a victim of bed bugs once when we went to Europe. I've talked about this before. It was literally like the day we were flying back. I was at the airport and I noticed on my arm there were like 3 like bites in a row. Like, there was doon, doon, doon. And I was like, ooh. And so I was itching. I was scratching. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I looked. And then there were more on my other arm. And then I, like, as the hour went on, they just started popping up all over my arms. And I'm flipping out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, bed bugs. They were just in a line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called my doctor. I sent him a picture. And he's like, I think that's chiggers. I think, you know, did you go anywhere outdoors? And I was like, yeah, our last day we were sitting in a park. We had like a picnic. And he's like, I think that's what it is. But to this day, I still think it was bed bugs.
Oh, has anyone ever dealt with bed bugs? Laura was down in Arizona staying at a resort, first floor. And she had some bites the following morning. She thought it was like a mosquito or something. And she pulled back the covers and saw like these small little black dots in the sheets.
Oh.
And they came to the conclusion that it was bed bugs, and the resort gave her a free night stay to come back for us to stay there. We never went back.
Come back and see the bed bugs again. They'll want to see you.
Here's the thing, though, too. I want to know what you do once you encounter that, because I'd heard she flew back to town, and she had her luggage. I'm like, don't bring that in the house. So we put it like in a plastic bag and stuck it in the garage for like a week. What are you supposed to do if you do encounter bed bugs?
We took our suitcases, we put them in garbage bags, and we left them in the hot garage. fridge for like 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, and just to make sure everything was killed. Has anyone had an encounter with bed bugs? What happened? How did you fight it? Our friend Corey works in pest control. Corey, you are like the man. Have you ever encountered bed bugs before?
Oh, yes. Plenty.
So what's the protocol when you deal with them?
Well, we can either use a liquid treatment. Some companies offer a heat treatment. The very best thing you can do when you check into a hotel, put all your bags, everything, your coat, whatever you have, in the bathtub.
In the bathtub?
Inspect the bed. Mm-hmm. So these bugs cannot get on into the bathtub. So inspect the bed, if there's a couch, anything in there with fabric, the lampshades. Tear apart your bed. Don't tear it apart, but lift up the fitted sheet and everything. Check your corners. Check the tag for bed bugs. If there's bed bugs, ask for another room, either three floors up or three floors down. These pests can go up to two floors up or two floors down.
Oh, wow. Well, that's stuff. The magic number, three floors. Like, okay, I don't care if I'm on the bad luck 13th floor. I need to go.
No bed bugs.
Thanks, Corey.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And our phones are going crazy. Carlin, your caller 20.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. Congratulations. A pair of tickets for you to check out Jennifer Lopez, This Is Me Now, the tour at T-Mobile Arena on July 20th. You're in for free. Nice job.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
We're excited for you, Carlin. And we'll have these tickets again tomorrow morning at 9:40. But actually, though, later on this afternoon, 1 o'clock hour, J-Love has your tickets to go see Jennifer Lopez. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have a special guest on the show. Joe Coy joins us in studio. Oh, we got a lot to talk about with Joe. And so
what's new with him?
Yeah, he's going to be joining us. We'll have tickets to give away to check him out. His stand-up show is so hilarious. I'm really excited to talk to him. That is happening tomorrow. I was going to bring up something. Oh, yes, tonight, if you're looking for something to do, the Vegas Thrill game is happening tonight. Hopefully, we'll see you out there. Vegas Thrill playing Orlando tonight over at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. So it's a buy one, get one free ticket because they won their last game. So they're doing a little special there if people want to come check it out.
I think the ladies are really starting to gel. They're 2-2. You put this team of together. They never played together. I think the things are starting to gel for them, and I think they're about to go on a run.
I think this is going to be sweet redemption against Orlando tonight at the Dollar Loan Center. So hopefully we see you there. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Doors open at 6. And tomorrow, more Disneyland tickets for you. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. That is all on the way. We are headed out. J-Love is up next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
I've been friends with Mercedes since 1997, and her knowledge about pop culture ceases to amaze me.
My brother-in-law named his son Gohan. After Goku's son.
Gohan is from Dragon Ball?
Yes, after Dragon Ball. Yes.
Yeah, Dragon Ball, yeah. Oh my gosh. And Gohan is like, man, he's tough.
The main character's son?
Yes, he's Goku's son. And then the wife is Chi-Chi, right?
Yes.
Don't ask me how I know all about Dragon Ball.
The knowledge you have.
My favorite part is that you said it ceases to amaze you, so it does not amaze you.
No, it doesn't. How should he cease to amaze?
Never ceases to amaze me. I'm like, oh, man, I don't amaze him. Well. It ceases to amaze me.
I try my best, you guys.
That'll do it for show
number 2009 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.